You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Research undertaken by the Consumer Advocacy Council has found that adding a best plan notice to power bills could save Kiwis millions of dollars a year. Some countries, like Australia, have already implemented this. To find out more, I spoke to Consumer Advocacy Council Chair Deborah Hart. I started our interview by asking what a best plan notice is and what it would entail.
Best plan notice is a prominent notice on every electricity bill that would tell you the best plan that the retailer has for you and your whānau. So it really will tell you if there's a better plan for you to be on. And we're suggesting that that notice should be on power bills every 3 months.
Does your research show consumers want a best plan notice? And what would it mean for consumers?
Yeah, well, our research shows us that 9 out of 10 people want a best plan notice. Australian electricity retailers already have to display a best plan notice, and we see no reason why it shouldn't happen here too. It will enable consumers to know that they could save money, and they could save money just by changing to a better plan with their own retailer. So we know that that could save them, you know, a lot of money and ensure that that money goes into their pockets instead of into retailer bank accounts.
What are the potential savings across the board?
Yeah, well, we estimate them to be in the millions. The Electricity Price Review, which was released in 2019, thought that consumers were paying $39 million too much per annum from being on the wrong plan. But to give you an idea, and that's, you know, not just being on the wrong plan with their own retailer, but being with the wrong retailer, for instance. But even if 10% of households had $100 worth of savings per annum from being on a better plan, that's $20 million that is overpaid to retailers, and that's a really conservative estimate.
What key features would be a part of a best plan notice?
Really simple. It would just tell you in a prominent box on the front of your electricity bill and prominently displayed in any app what the best plan was for you and your whānau. So it would tell you, we're also suggesting that prominently displayed on your bill should be the critical information that you need to know. And one of those pieces of critical information is what power plan you're currently on. My retailer, for instance, which is one of the big gentailers, doesn't tell me on my bill what plan I'm on, which makes it impossible for me to go into Power Switch and put in the information that's needed there to see if there's a better retailer for me, without, you know, having to hunt around and find what my plan actually is.
Do you think the government is likely to implement this, or is it to be done at the level of local councils?
Actually, neither. This is firmly in the hands of the regulator. So the Electricity Authority has a mandate as regards small consumers. That's residential and small business consumers. And it is the one that could regulate to require all retailers to provide a best plan notice to consumers. And we're telling it should. And everyone should be telling the regulator that it should be doing this.
Finally, what can your average Kiwi do to show their support for mandatory best plan notices?
Well, the Electricity Authority at the moment has just closed a consultation on consumer protections, but next year it's going to open a new submission process, and this should be covered in that process. So at that time, we hope all Kiwis are going to get on board and tell the regulator that they want to see a best plan notice on their electricity bills. That'd be a great thing for people to do.
That was Consumer Advocacy Council Chair Deborah Hart on the new best plan notice being recommended to our electricity regulator.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.